Good afternoon, and thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ, with whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with tonight?
Hey, CJ, how are you? This is Vinny. I got to tell you, I was looking forward to you guys coming into my neighborhood, and I was looking to hook up with you. But as soon as you guys came into the neighborhood, Spectrum started offering all these crazy deals. Now, I am unhappy with Spectrum, and that's why I was looking to go with you. But you're like more than double what they're offering me now. I'm sure you're aware of that, right?
No, I wouldn't be aware of it because we're not affiliated with Spectrum, but we do offer fiber, which is significantly better than cable.
Right. but at more than twice the cost for what I use it for and what the average person uses it for, I want to see you succeed, okay? And I'm just giving you heads up. I'd rather not have internet if I have to have Spectrum at my house. But unfortunately, my service with I have T-Mobile for my phone doesn't do well where I am. And I had to have Spectrum for the past couple of years. And I canceled my contract with them, knowing that you guys were coming in, and I thought you would be offering a similar price at least to get people in the door with you. And as soon as you did, they cut their price in half for me. And I know they're doing that purposely because you're here, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, that's...
Yeah, because we offer the one gig for $69.99, which is less than half of what most cable companies charge. When I was with Optimum, for example, my internet for the one gig is $162.
Really?
Yes.
You want to know what Spectrum was trying to get me back? They've been trying to get me back for months now. And they actually lowered it to $30 a month.
For one day?
Hey, fiber optics, I don't know what it is, but it's enough for me to, it's enough for my usage, for how much I use it for, that's all.
Okay.
I don't know what one gig is, and do you know what I mean? I don't know what one gig
is. If you find out how many megabytes per second your download speed is, if you go to even... speedtest.net, it will tell you what your speed is. We offer 1,000 megabytes per second download and upload symmetrical, so that and neither of them interfere with each other. So you have 1,000 megabytes download, you have 1,000 megabytes upload per second. And we offer that, whereas a lot of cable companies, they only offer maybe up to 1,000 megabytes per second download, and you're lucky if you get 35 megabytes per second upload. And this is just from personal experience.
Oh, I get it. Maybe I should put into play, because I want to understand fully what would be the benefit of spending that much extra and going with you. I'm 65.
Okay.
I don't understand. So my I didn't grow up with the internet. Okay, you did. And from what my use is, I don't know how much faster having it that much faster would really enhance my usage that much, or you know what I mean? It would make that much of a difference. And that's for somebody that's using the internet where speed matters, I would say you're probably that's a good deal, because from what you're telling me, that's what it would be. But a numbers game matters too in business.
Of course.
And I know you're just speaking to me on the phone. You're not a CEO that makes these decisions or not. But knowing the fact that your competition cut their prices in half just so you couldn't get off the ground, because there's a lot of people in my situation that don't understand what the benefits are of having one gig. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely.
And if you're just looking to attract the not the next generation, but the generation after that, they'd be a little bit more savvy, and the generation after that might be a little more savvy. But generally, homeowners that would be long-term clients, that's not going to make a huge difference, and that's what you mostly have in this area. I don't know if that's the lowest you can offer. I don't know, how are you guys doing? Are you getting attracting enough businesses to keep you all going?
Absolutely. I mean, it's not just that. It's also the fact that you know, we offer a better technology, which makes everything significantly faster. A lot of people are streaming their movies. A lot of their kids play video games. So, I mean, there is a lot that, you know, requires that faster internet connection. And we've had fantastic feedback.
Okay, so see, not that would be a benefit, because you're saying I could download movies faster.
Mm-hmm.
That might enhance me. Believe it or not, I gave up on TV many years ago because of the cable thing and how much it costs. But if I'm getting my internet and I don't watch a lot of movies, but let's say twice a week I want to watch a movie, this deal would enhance my ability to watch a movie.
Agreed. Absolutely.
Okay, so now that makes it a little more attractive to me, you see?
Of course. And right now we're also having...
I just want to know what it's going to do for me. Yeah, you're running what? Go ahead, I'm listening.
We're also having a promotion to where if you sign up by the 15th, you get a $100 streaming card. It will be sent to you within 30 days after your installation date, and that is usable to pay for any existing or future streaming services that you want to subscribe to as well. So like Netflix, Hulu.
Yeah, I don't subscribe to anything, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But I mean, $100. So I'm just trying to think what that $100 would do for me. That would be for streaming. What would I necessarily stream?
So like you had said, movies.
Movies, yes. Okay. But most of the movies I watch, you could probably get for free, you know, if you have internet.
Okay. I mean, it's also, you know, like sports. I don't know if you're a big fan of sports, you know, like ESPN Plus, for example.
Now, does that mean, let's say, I don't necessarily want to subscribe to a sports channel. I am into sports, because that gets expensive. I'm getting close to being near the point where I'm going to be on a fixed income, so I have to start thinking about that would be a plus, but not necessarily so let's say I wanted to get ESPN. How much would $100 cover? A year's worth? Not even, no, like a couple months worth, right?
So you'd be surprised. I remember the last time I paid for ESPN Plus, it was about $10 or $11 a month.
A month? So $100 would pay for almost a year.
Almost, yeah.
Yeah. Let's say I sometimes take a class. Like my wife, she's into art, and she takes an art class.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if that's not streaming. That's just really internet, right?
That would just be on the internet, correct. Streaming is anything that is providing you with movies per your subscription, or TV, or even sports in this case. Entertainment, so to speak. So, like, for example, if you have a streaming service that has channels like the DIY channel or... for example, Hulu has a bunch of TV shows that are updated weekly. Those are your subscriptions, and that streaming card would be able to pay for that subscription.
Okay, I got you. And that streaming card's good for as long as until I use it up?
Yep, correct.
All right, so that's $100. Now, so to get the 16.9, is there any other cost besides that? Does that include everything?
So, I mean, the $69.99, if you sign up for the auto pay and paperless billing with your checking account, that one is all-inclusive. It's all-inclusive. All of our prices are all-inclusive, so that means no taxes or fees on top of it. There's no installation fee. There's no cancellation fees because we don't do contracts. And if you do use the auto pay setting with the paperless billing, the promotional price of either $69.99 or $89.99 for the 2 gig would be valid for 2 years. And then it would just go back to the regular price of $79.99 for the 1 year. Or for the 1 gig, sorry.
Okay. And that, now what equipment is needed to get this into the house?
So we provide the equipment. We don't charge you for the equipment. We don't ask you to pay a rental fee or anything. So again, it's all inclusive as far as our prices go. We would provide you with a modem and a router.
Modem and a router. And, and does cable have to come into the house for the,
yes, because it is fiber.
Pole, right? Okay. So there would be a fiber line coming off the pole in front of my house.
Correct.
Okay. All right. And how long are you offering this, $69.99?
So it is part of our everyday price as far as that goes. So any new subscriber would have that eligibility for 2 years to have that promotional price. Right now, our current offer for the streaming card ends in 4 days on the 15th.
Okay, so if I want the streaming card, I should get a hold of you in 4 days.
Within the next 4 days, yes, I would say that.
All right. Well, listen, thanks an awful lot for talking to me.
Of course.
I'm thinking this out and weighing a decision, but I don't see anybody else that I, you know, like I said, I think Spectrum is the only other thing I have in my neighborhood. And even though they're doing this, somehow I think if you talk to people and you explain to them people in my situation and that are my age, attracting them when you send something, like a lot of them might not understand the benefits, because there's a lot of people that don't want the Spectrum, and I think you do a lot better if you simply have somebody from my generation that does not use the streamlining and all of that as much, and maybe work out a sales thing, not necessarily cheaper. I'm not saying go cheaper, but where people understand what you have to offer a little bit more. You may get more people. You're probably gonna get me. I got a trip I'm making down south to see my grandson and my son. So right now I may just be waiting until after the holidays.
Okay, no worries.
I'll be joining you guys eventually.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you want to provide me with your service address, I can actually tell you a more up to date expectation of when we would have service available for you.
Okay, it's 82 Third Avenue, Kingston, New York.
Okay.
I think you came through here. I think you're on my street, if I'm correct. I saw you in the area, put it that way.
You said it was 82 Third, right?
82 Third Avenue, yeah.
Got it right here. Okay. So it's showing that our in-service date, we would have service available by February 15th.
Oh, so your service is not available until February anyway, right?
Correct. We're in the pre-order stage.
Okay. Good,
and even with the pre-order, you would still qualify with that that streaming card as well.
Okay. Thanks a lot. So I actually have until February to make a decision if I want.
Absolutely.
It's not the the thing that's doing it to me so much. All right?
Okay. Understandable.
Thanks a lot. And you're so very welcome. Happy holidays here.
You as well. And thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. I hope you have a fantastic holiday season as well.
You got it. Bye-bye, sweetie.
Thanks. Bye-bye.